Well, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, November. No, what? No, it's not November. What the fuck? January? January 23rd. It is January 23rd. I know because I had to be at a town hall meeting for my company at 3 o'clock this morning. Fun. But they fed us. That was cool. And I watched my company pat themselves on the back for doing a good, not great, we are striving for great job, but enough of that. So once again, I am on my own, for Jordan has left me hanging in the middle of nowhere all by myself, which kind of pisses me off a little bit. I mean, he knows our schedule, same exact thing. And if I text him, I say, hey, Jordan, we getting together today? He says, duh, idiot. Of course we're getting together. What are you, stupid? We do this every fucking week. And then this week I go, hey, Jordan, I'll be at your house at 1:30. He says, nothing. And then I text him at 2. I say, hey, I'm still around. Anything? Nothing. I say, okay, fuck it. Fuck it, man. I'll just go home and do this by myself. And you know what? I'm happy I did. Because I don't fucking know. Why am I happy I did it? I don't know. I'm sitting in the comfort of my own home. I'm not in Jordan's messy apartment. Nah, I'm just talking shit. I love you, Jordan. So I don't know. I will say I do kind of, I'm not going to say rely on, but I do enjoy having Jordan there to bounce things off of. But so it is kind of like, it does kind of suck to be out here doing this by myself. But I mean, whatever, I don't give a fuck. I just, forgive me for, because I didn't really have any material plan I was planning. Jordan and I had, we had talked about, we were going to do this last week, but then John called and that... By the way, if I must say, that was last week was a really weird. I just did not like that episode. I just like three quarters of the way through, even like halfway through, I was just like, I'm very uncomfortable. And like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of what got said is, I mean, it was just weird. I don't know. I just felt, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't remember it really that well. And it just felt like awkward. We had originally planned to do which we were going to do today, but then, you know, things fell through. We were going to do this, like, I don't know, it's like an improv game, I guess, where you like build a story based on what the last I don't know. Jordan got it when him and I were at that at Pete's Tales of the 219. He gives first time players, what, first time members? I don't know what the, why am I, hate this. My brain always just drops out on me at the, for like one word. It's always one word out of an important sentence. And I'm first time attendees. There you go. And it always takes me a couple seconds. But Jordan got that game there and we were going to play it last week. And we had, I don't know, we were just sitting there. Like, after I got off of work, I went over there, we were, you know, talking, and it had been like an hour and a half, I think. We were just kind of sitting, drinking, and I was kind of getting into the mood, because I don't know, it was an improv game, so I didn't want to just be all, like, stiff and be like, okay, just going to dive right into this. So I was, you know, trying to loosen up a little bit, and then John called, and, you know, John had some interesting things to say, and he's somebody who I want to get on the show. And we were talking for a little while, and he's like, are you recording this? And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Why? Sure, I'll just dive right, just drop ourselves right into the middle of this phone call as the beginning of the episode. And I had been there for so long anyways, after we had gotten, like, so deep into the episode, I was just like, I am too tired. Plus, I had start, you know, Wednesday mornings, I had to start early. So I was exhausted. And it was like, what, 6 o'clock by the time we got done? I don't even remember, but it was late. And I was just like, we're so far into this and we're just like going on random tangents. It was just an awkward episode. And though a lot of it did kind of needed to get said. It kind of helped everybody see where each of us stand on kind of these topics. Like, for instance, and I feel like Jordan just kind of kept just going, but he kept saying like, oh, it's the system. And I understand what he's getting at, the whole, he wants to go back to the whole trade, which I can't help but see that that's what our system is based on, except there's a one extra step and it's called, legal tender. I don't understand what the big deal about that is. His whole thing is like, oh, nobody should have to work. And okay. If you don't work, then you don't do anything. And like, so everybody has worked up to this point, we'll just stop. And like, what would happen to our society? No one would do anything. Like, you couldn't eat. You'd have to literally go out and farm for yourself. Like, yes, the idea sounds fantastic, but like, how the fuck would we just do that? It's not like, oh, cool, all right, I'll just, like, cause think about that. I don't have, I have no idea how if that were to happen, hypothetically, bam, tomorrow, the economy just crumbles and everyone loses their job at the same time. And we all just start at the beginning. We're all, so, okay, cool. So now what does that entail? Are they going to take our houses away? That's what Jordan claims. Okay, cool. So we're all going to be homeless now. What? So then, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. So then we're just going to what? Wander about? Everyone's just going to wander about? Or except for those who own houses, they're going to, or who have houses paid off and their cars paid off. Like apparently Jordan claims to, oh, I have all these things. Your stuff is going to be taken away from you. Well, yeah, you're right, Jordan. Okay. Anyways, the episode just kind of frustrated me. Okay. Buddy is coming on next week for sure. Clint McBrayer. I should hype that a little bit. I'll get on Facebook and do that this week. But he's going to come on. He's really going to talk about, basically, he's going to talk about what I wanted to talk about last week, but it'll be a little bit more structured instead of just kind of dropping into the middle of this. Oh, let's talk about the wall, which we're probably going to reference that, I'm sure. But he's going to give a little bit more insight as to how, because he studies, he just like learns things. I don't know how he does it, but he pursues a lot of stuff, he researches a lot of things. And like I say, I don't know what we'll find out next week. But so he's going to discuss kind of what I wanted to, well, what I, if I, how do I say this? We're going to talk about with Buddy what I would have wanted last week's topic to have been about had we discussed that intentionally. I didn't want to talk about that last week. I wanted to wait until Buddy came on, but at the time I didn't think Buddy was coming on. But it's like every time Buddy and I get together, he just starts going about this type of shit, this whole, not necessarily conspiracy theories, but like, oh, Trump really did this and he's actually saying this, and Nancy Pelosi, this, that, and the other, whatever. All these like political and, economical things, and how his forecasts and what he's gathered that other people's forecasts are about our economy and all that stuff. Shit, I just lost. Yeah, so I was going to say I lost my train of thought, but it came back to me quick. So whenever I see him, because we work together, or we both work in retail, so we often see each other, we share accounts. And whenever I run into him, he's one of those guys who just goes, and I'm like, dude, the things you're saying, my listeners need to hear. I feel not only my listeners, but everybody needs to hear it, at least to bring a little bit of balance to the game. And he's just like, ah, ha, ha, yeah. And I'm like, no, you said you were going to come on the show, dude. And he's like, well, we got to figure it out. I'm like, then okay. And then he'll start talking about it again. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it. Save it for the podcast, bro. I love Buddy, but he has a tendency to be a little flaky, which I'm a giant flake myself. But so anyways, last week was a weird, kind of an awkward episode, and it went a little long too. And it just felt weird to me. I don't know. I have no examples because I didn't go back and re-listen to it, because I honestly, I didn't want to. It just, just the vibes I was getting the whole time. And Jordan was pissing, not pissing me off, but he was just frustrating me. It is what it is. And next week we'll get a little bit more, it'll be a little bit more, hopefully a little bit more structured with buddies. You never know with buddy, you never know. So, I mean, I'll try and corral him a little bit. I think next week's going to be a really good show. So, stay tuned for it. Other than that, I don't know what else is new. Yeah, like I said, I had that 3 o'clock meeting, which I mean, I it is what it is. I just like, we have so many people at my company that it's just like, I don't know. I just like to be in a room with all those people. I'm not, it made me uncomfortable. Like I get it. I don't know if I'm not socially awkward. I used to, I just have social anxiety a little bit. I used to have it a lot worse, but I've, you know, since learned to kind of choke it and keep it, you know, keep myself from overthinking things. It's stupid, but it's just, I don't know, conversations. I just hate, I don't want to say I hate people, but I just hate like small talk. And it's funny, 'cause like when I get, and if I'm comfortable, I can just fire them off. Like I'm good at like jokes and not small talk, but like I'm good at all that stuff. But it's like once I get like around a lot of people, suddenly I just start overthinking and I just lose my, I don't know if it's, I've been told I'm an empath. I guess, you know, you get the vibes from all around and it kind of, you get confused by all like the feelings that are flowing and the chemicals and all the people. I don't know. It really, all that to me is I'm just like a little sensitive to people or vibrations or whatever you want to call it. So being in a room with a lot of people always makes me a little uncomfortable. Even though it's like once I'm in my zone, like I'm good, but ugh, it is what it is. So I always dread those things, but it is what it is. But it was good to see a couple guys from my part of the company won some awards. I was glad to see that. Glad to see a couple of people won a couple of prizes too. A couple of decent prizes. I was like, all right, man, that's awesome. It's good to see that my company does actually like care about its people. And I do it. I enjoy my job. I don't like to talk about it as much because, you know, this is a public forum and I don't really want to, I'm not going to shit on my job. I do enjoy my job. I just still like, I mean, we do. I do have a guy who I used to work with coming on the show in the next couple of months, and we're probably going to share a couple of work stories. I've just been told to like avoid talking about your job because it's a bit of a conflict of interest, which I get. So I don't know. You never know. I don't. If guys I work with listen to this, I don't want to offend anybody, whatever, but I'm going to have Tomas on here, and Tomas and I used to work together. So that's probably going to, you know, we're probably going to bring up a couple things from our past, but, what was I getting at? I do. I like my job. I don't hate on it at all. I'm very grateful for it. I've been there for gosh, like 7 years now, and they take care of me. They do. My bosses, they're solid. If I need something, they're right there to help me out. In fact, just yesterday, what day is today? Today's Wednesday. So was it Monday? I hurt my back doing something. I don't know what it was. I'm pretty sure I was shoveling snow and I hurt my back, or at least that's the story that I told them. And, I just didn't want them to think I got hurt at work, 'cause I wasn't trying to like do all that. But so I just told them, hey, I was shoveling snow and I hurt my back. And, they immediately were like, dude, do you need to go home? Do you need anything? Do you need to get a guy to help pick up a store for you? I'm like, no, it's not a big deal. Are you sure you need anything? I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I appreciate it. And then today at the meeting, they're like, you feeling better? You need anything? I'm like, no, I'm good. But it's like that. I appreciate that, you know? And, it's crazy to think I've been at this. This is the longest job I've ever held, and I don't know. I do. I like it. Because it's kind of a physical labor. I'm a merchandiser. It keeps me it's like exercise, you know, it keeps me exercising all day long. And I'm not like the most in shape guy, but I'm far from, I mean, I used to be a big guy, and this job really kind of helped me, tune it in a little bit better. And I like that. And it keeps me, because I love eating, and it's like, I feel like I get that even trait. It's like, I exercise all day long, so I get to eat a lot. It's kind of cool. so I like that. And I mean, I enjoy the pay. It keeps me doing what I can do. And I got a side gig that brings in some money. It's like, I don't want to come off like I'm bragging, but I do. I love my life, and I'm very grateful. I love my wife. I love my friends. I love what I've worked towards, and I'm only at the beginning. I'm just now at a place where I feel like I'm at the beginning of my life, you know, and it's like, that's awesome. So, and it's like, I see the, what I have right now, if that's the beginning, then like I can only imagine where it's going to go. And I'm very happy with that. It's like, I listened to a couple of podcasts. One specifically is the Bill Burr's podcast, the Monday Morning Podcast. I love that show. I binge it a lot. And he just talks about, like, he's just he used to be an angry guy back at like 10 years ago. He was a very angry person. But now it's just like, I see what he's worked for. And it's like, I would love to be a comedian. And like, ultimately, if I could do anything, it would be like, yeah, make people laugh, write jokes. And okay, yes, I could up and do that right now. I'm just too tired, too lazy. I've got a solid income. I'm working towards something better. So it's like, I probably should do a little bit more writing. I used to do a lot more. And once again, it's like, you get married, you've started thinking about a family. I like coming home and watching TV. I don't like coming home and doing more work, which is, yeah, absolutely, I will 100% agree, it's lazy. And if Jordan were here, he would be giving me shit. It's like, well, that's what you should be doing, because that's what makes you not happy. Because honestly, that doesn't make me happy. I love writing, but like, I suck at it, to be brutally honest. And I've written good stuff, definitely. But like, I don't know. I always have these great ideas, these like bang ideas, and they just burn out real quickly. It's like, oh, this character should do this, that, and the other. And then I have no idea. I can always think of a good beginning, a good ending. And I can never think of anything in the middle. Maybe like a flash here and there, but that's always like a bang. And then that's it. I can never like hash out the details. I suck at that. I've always looked for somebody who's good at writing and the details to like partner up with. And a friend of mine, we got a couple of good scripts written, and we just never went anywhere with it, which sucks. But it was just, you know, stuff for like church or little short videos we made. We should have worked harder on it, but he was working towards his goals. I was working, whatever, it just never happened. And when you're so invested in, like, because we both were really invested in the church at the time, and that took up all of our time, and whatever, it is what it is. Excuses. I'm 100% willing to admit that those are all, every last bit of that is an excuse. And which, okay, cool, sure. But like, if you want to do what makes you happy, yes, I would love to write, but I'm not going to say I don't have the time. I just don't have the energy, I think is what it is. Another thing, I would love to play the drums. I can play the drums. I suck at that. You know, I'm not a good drummer, and people are always like, oh, you know, that's something you should pursue. And it's like, okay, sure. But does that make you happy? Are you just trying to live vicariously through me? Because it doesn't make me happy. I'd like to pick up the sticks every once in a while and bang a couple of beats out, but in all reality, it burns out in my head too quick, and I'm like, I get bored easily. I don't know if it's ADD or ADHD or what it is. My wife likes to tell me I have ADD. I've been diagnosed with ADD, not professionally, but my teachers all used to say I have it. It's mild, yes, but so yeah, I'm just lazy with mixed with ADD. It's just, it prevents me from getting anywhere, which is why I call it the mode of least resistance, the path of least resistance. I enjoy doing this podcast because it is, for me, it's the path of least, it's something I can easily talk, and I don't know I'm going to have to fill an hour, but I don't know if I'm going to have to stop and figure out what I want to talk about. I'm just ranting. I'm just going and going. Don't stop. Don't stop. But I can talk easily. I mean, I'm not 100% the best at it, but I can just bullshit. And Jordan can talk too. And I feel like he gets a little like weird on some tangents, but if I can keep us go, this is easy for me. I like to just bullshit. I'm comfortable with that. I enjoy just having conversations. That's what I like to do. I like to do this. I would love to write, but it's just, but I'd like to watch movies. I like to talk about watching movies. I'd love to have a couple of guys on and like talk about movies, but people's schedules are so hard. I got my one buddy. I should have him. I'm going to have him on eventually too. But the Rubes, the Rubinator, he's a huge movie guy. I'll try and see if maybe he can come up with his top 10 favorite movies. That's a great idea, and have him on and we'll talk about movies. Because I love fucking movies. He actually had like over 2,000 Blu-ray collection at one point. I don't know. He was selling them. I know he's looking to be an airline pilot. And that's a very expensive field to start out in. You got to take a lot of lessons, and you got to whatever. It's very expensive, and he was talking about selling everything he owned. But it's like once you pass the expensive part, you make like 100 G's a year, and you barely work. Anyways, it's worth it. Basically, I can't think of the word. Go figure. But it's a worthwhile investment. We'll just say that. But so I don't know if he still has those DVDs or Blu-rays. Getting back to it. But yeah, no, I'm trying to think, getting back to what I was talking about here. Oh, my alarm's going off. Stop. Why is it continuing? I hit stop, and of course, stupid piece of shit. Anyways, I forget what I was trying to say here. I'm sorry, I'm on my phone right now. I gotta. It's gonna be a second. Actually, you know, nah, fuck it. I'll just. Yeah. I have no idea what I was talking about before. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm doing something on my phone right now. But, yeah, so I was talking about what I enjoy doing. I forget why I brought that whole idea up, though, in the first place. Yeah, this whole idea of, you know, if the economy were to fall apart, I think that you should be doing what you enjoy, and that's where you'd be able to generate your income. And if everybody were to do what they love or what they are about, then our economy would be more based, and not everyone would be slaves. And, you know, be working for the man. Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I would love for that to happen, but it's like that literally is not possible. It's not possible because you don't have, I mean, how many people, for instance, love flipping burgers at McDonald's? Not that I support, this is just an example of a strong economical member who has a lot of employees. And I'm not saying that they're good, but okay, maybe it's a bad example because so McDonald's would shut down because nobody loves to flip burgers. That's great. But then what would all those people do? You know, like you, fuck, how am I trying to say this? Because if everyone were to be an artist, so what? You're supposed to just trade art with one another? Well, I'll trade you this art for that piece of steak. Like, it's improbable because of the amount of people in our society. That's all I'm getting at. It's just not possible. Oh, shit. I think I was talking about, I like my job. If I could do what I wanted, that's what I was getting at. So I was talking about work. Anyways, fuck, I'm all over the place today. What else? So yeah, okay. I was at work. This is a funny story. I was at work. I think it was yesterday. Myself and a person that I work with, a female that I work with, and I were working together at one of our accounts, and we were pulling a pallet, a big. Once again, I told you I hurt my arm or my back. I'm sorry. And so because of that, she was helping me out, you know, helping me build a couple of displays. And so to do that, we needed to tear one display down, drag it over to another part of the store and rebuild it. And so I had hurt, like I said, I had hurt my back. So I wasn't able to like pull the display on the pallet. So she pulled it and I pushed. And some woman walked past. As I was pushing it, and she got like, now she didn't like, it wasn't offended, but she kind of stood there and like looked at us with this like confused and almost like angry look on her face. And she goes, cause it was a struggle to push it, but there's a reason for that, is cause the pallet, it's what you call a stack base. So it's very wide. And when you jack up the pallet, it bends in the middle because all the product on top of the pallet causes the pallet to, it doesn't come up because it's so wide. The forks sit more towards the middle, thereby keeping the ends of the pallet on the ground. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Anyways, it just causes the middle to go up and the sides to bend outwards. So you can't drag it up. You can't jack it up off the ground. You need to keep the sides on the ground so the product doesn't just completely topple off the pallet, you know? So you have to like almost drag it along the ground so that it doesn't give enough room off the ground for the product to fall off the pallet. I hope that you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not really pertinent, but it, you know, anyways, so I was pushing it as she was pulling it. And, cause I could push, I just can't like turn my arm around, long story, whatever. So I was pushing it and trying to hold the things from falling over. And the woman just kind of looked at us and she had this confused look on her face. And she goes, you should be pulling it and you should be pushing it. Like, in other words, like, no, how did she word it? She said she should be pushing and he should be pulling, or you. She said you should be pushing and he should be pulling. That's what she said. So she was obviously talking to my female associate. And in my head, I was like, I just kind of chuckled and kept it moving. Cause obviously she knew nothing about the situation. So it was really none of her business. But in my head, I'm like, doesn't that totally go against everything that women have worked so hard to achieve? Because, like, that's totally anti-productive. What's the word I'm looking for? Anti-disestablishmentarianism. It's like women are equal and she's pulling, I'm pushing. What does it matter? You know, I almost was like, it's 2019. She wanted to pull the pallet, ma'am. Like, what business is it of yours? I just found it funny. I didn't say anything. I wasn't trying to, and neither of us said anything. She just kind of was like, she almost was just mad that it almost looked like I made her. And I just found it funny. The way it was set up was very, it was kind of ironic, and I got a bit of a kick out of it. But, oh no, I am not. Shaka Khan. There are three types of links. Plucky child Avenger to take on the day who doesn't deserve the shit they're about to go through. I love Legend of Zelda, by the way. I just stumbled across a meme. My wife sent me this meme about Legend of Zelda. Awkward, too early, late teen who just woke up and dorks their way to saving the world, accidentally causing extreme poverty and damage. I fucking love Link. Works a 9-to-5 job, just downed half a bottle of Jax and doesn't want to go back to jail. For real. Oh, so speaking of video games, let me text her back. Nah. Speaking of video games, I don't know if I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but her mom got me a PS4 for my birthday back in December. And I used to have one too, but my house got broken into by some piece of shit ex-tenant of mine. One of Jordan's friends. Oh, we mentioned that earlier too. What a fucking ass. God, I should kick his fucking ass. But he broke into my house while... I'm not even going to get into it. Fact of the matter is, he's a piece of shit. And if I wish I could... whatever. Let bygones be bygones. Let sleeping horses lie. Where was I at? Oh, yeah. I bought... I got a PS4 for my birthday. And let me just put this out there. I suck at gaming. I'm not a big gamer. So, like, when I got it... Because they had to kind of, like, ask me... Because they obviously knew that our house got broken into. So they were like... Do you want another PS4? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Or I shouldn't say they asked me, but like they kind of hinted at it that they were getting me one. And she asked, I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Sure. Cause like, even just for like the, what do you call it? Like smart capabilities it has, like, entertainment streaming capabilities that it has on top of the video game, but all my video games got taken. But I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll take one. And they got it for me, and I wasn't expecting this, but they got me the new Spider-Man game, which I was like, fuck, like it. I've heard all these great things, but video games generally, I don't know, for some reason they intimidate me. I don't know why, but like GTA, I had GTA 5, cool game, awesome game. I never fucking played the campaign, which pisses me off. I really wish I would have done that, but I went straight into the online version, and I would just like, I would play that game and the online version, and I would just get killed constantly. Noob. Or like, what else did I play? Battlefield. Okay, this dates me a little bit. I used to play Battlefield 2 on the PC when I was 22, 23. So like 10 years ago. Wow. But I went out and specifically bought my console for my PC for that purpose, to play Battlefield 2, because all the guys I was working with were like, no, get in on it. And I was like, all right, fuck it. And I would just get annihilated, fucking annihilated, because I'm just not good at I guess, first-person shooters or just video games in general. People are so good. Like my brother-in-law, that kid... He's insane with video games. I'm just like, I just watch. I mean, granted, he grew up, his dad's a video game programmer. They just grew up in a video game household. But, I mean, I played video games, but I was never really good. Even going back to, like, Nintendo, I would much rather sit there and watch people play the games than actually play the games myself. And I regret that, because I do enjoy video games. But all that having been said, when I got Spider-Man, I was like, fuck, like, I heard that's such a good game. Like, I don't want to, like... suck at it. So I was like a little intimidated to play it, and I didn't. And something I forget is like there's nobody judging you. It's like you and the video game. Maybe it's just because I Nintendo, going back to my roots, you only got like 3 lives, you know, and that was it. Any fucking video game, you only got 3 lives and that was it. Unless you got, you know, extra lives or whatever. But I could barely... I mean, I was decent. Like, I beat Mario, Super Mario 3. I don't know. I played it. There was a couple of games. Like, I was good at Tetris and stuff like that, but I just wasn't very good. It's just like, when it comes to like newer games like Battlefield, I just always feel like there's some like larger, consequences, I guess would be the right word. Heavier consequences to losing. I don't know why it's just ingrained in my brain. I always feel like there's going to be some sort of like leftover problems that I'm going to like, oh no, my character died. Like I have to go, but it's like these games just like start you back, you know, at the last checkpoint basically. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. My brain is weird. I'm so intimidated by video games, but like online versions of games I'm completely suck at. Like GTA, I don't know why. I don't know. I liked the game, but I just sucked at it. Yeah, it is what it is. But okay. Now, Spider-Man, on the other hand, this game is fucking phenomenal. Let me just tell you. It's like, I mean, I'm playing there's like five tiers of either, like, you know, easy, like super easy, easy, medium. I think they rate it by, you know, names of Spider-Man, like spectacular, amazing, whatever, but, web slinger. No, but I'm playing like the medium version, which is like an even mix of like, I think the game said, cause I've only played that. I think the game said it's like an even mix of story versus, fighting, I guess. I don't know. But, I do want to like see maybe I'll look it up, but, no, it's a great game. It's like the cutscenes are nicely spaced in between. You can do a lot of stuff. They like integrate a lot of the story into playing. So if you're, you know, if Spider-Man is doing something in the cutscene, it like lets you jump into, you know, you play part of the cutscene. It's pretty cool. And like randomly things will happen and you during normal gameplay, and then all of a sudden you just have to jump into it. And like, I don't know. It's really cool. It's unique. I like it. It's a mix of like a lot of different video games. Like, for instance, it's like GTA meets, I've always like the Batman Arkham series. I don't know if it's Arkham or is it Knight. I don't fucking know. I got that too. But, I went out and bought that myself. And then also God of War, the newest God of War. And then, Bloodborne, is that a game? I don't know. I see it over there, but I don't have my glasses on. I can't think of the other games that it reminds me of course, off the top of my head. Nothing. I got nothing. But it is a great game. And why can't I think of the games that it reminds me of? Why this is pissing me off so much? Whatever. Moving along. Man, it really pisses me off that Jordan just like, I'm not gonna say he ditched me, but like didn't come through today. What time is it? 40 minutes. All right. So, what else has been going on in my life? Nothing super crazy. It's my weekend now. That's dope. I get to just sit back and do nothing for the next 2 days. Jump back into the shit. I don't know. Told you the work story. Told you that I like my job. This is why I wish you guys would write in or email us, because that way we could like have I could use some of the podcasts to interact with our listeners. One of the things I want to do is, I know I've talked about this and it didn't really catch on, but I'm gonna pursue it, is this whole, make Jordan DJ a certain event, like a random event. I would like, if any listener ever gets inspired, to email their unique event and have Jordan come up with a song for that unique event. That's what I want to do. And like, oh, hey, this person said you should, you know, and whatever. I hope people understand, because Jordan seemed confused when the one time we actually did it on the show. And I was like, dude, it makes perfect sense. You play a song. You're allegedly so good at DJing. Fucking come up with it. And that's what he always does that. He's always just like, oh, this is the perfect song for this. And I'm like, cool. Now do that. Do that for something else. Like, do that for a more unique situation. It's, you know, Jordan on the spot. Come on, buddy. Buddy. But yeah, so, and I would like you guys to come up with stuff. I can do, you know, based on the content of the episode, I'll start doing that. But, what else, man? What else? I told you guys that I watched Jeopardy. I finished that a long time ago, and it did not go as I planned. It was pretty cool, though. I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they only have two, quote, collections on Netflix, so that fell through. What else? Let's see. Since we last talked, that was, shit, that was a long time ago. Like a month? Two. It's got to be 2 months. Hell no, that was in December sometime, wasn't it? Yeah, so almost two months, yeah, almost. Anyways, what did we talk about? I talked about man, this is interesting stuff. Let's see, we talked about why am I even? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Okay, so since we last talked, I watched, like, Daredevil. Man, I'm fucking... Daredevil Season 3 is decent. Luke Cage Season 2 is garbage. My fucking ear. Oh. I woke up this morning, and there was, like... My ear was, like, wet. And since then, it's been hurting. I think I, like... I don't know what, but it was fucking, like, my whole... Right... Not whole, my... But, like... My right ear was just, like, all... Not like sticky, it was just wet, like water had leaked out of my ear when I was sleeping, and since then it's been hurting, and I have a very, very mild sore throat, so I'm kind of afraid I'm getting sick, but I'm always fucking getting sick, and that pisses me off, and I feel like I'm like sick more often than I'm healthy, at least over the last couple of years. That's kind of weird to me, because I generally pride myself on having a generally clean bill of health. Anyways, getting back to it, I really like Daredevil Season 3. I see they just released Punisher Season 2, which I don't know how I feel about that, because honestly, I wasn't a big fan of Punisher Season 1, even though everyone loves it. All I feel like it was a weak plot and random excuses for Jon Bernthal to shoot people or beat them up, and I didn't like it. It was all right. I didn't even finish it. I don't think I need to finish it. But a Daredevil's coming along really nicely. It's not its strongest season, but it's definitely decent. There's a scene where, spoiler alert for all those who, it's been out for a couple of weeks, so I'm sure everyone's watched it by now. But anyways, there's a scene where Matt steals Foggy's identity and goes in the prison to speak to somebody who Fisk was had an issue with, anyways, to get some dirt on Fisk. Anyways, this whole prison riot breaks out, and Murdoch needs to basically, you know, get out of the prison. And there's this whole scene of like, it's another one of those like one take or one camera. Yeah. One take. No, that's not what it is. Yeah. I guess one take, one, no cuts of him like escaping this prison, and like how they like get him out is like, it's crazy. Cause you're watching it, and cause basically they're suggesting that I think they're Albanian. They, control this prison, you know, and it's fucking crazy how they, you know, explain how he gets out of this prison during this riot and, like, from, you know, Albanian capture, from Albanian possession to getting him into the hands of the police is insane how that goes. And I'm just like, the whole time you're watching it, like, is that a... I'm not going to go any further because I'd like for you guys to see it and, you know, tell me what you think. But no, it was dope. It was really dope. But that was only like episode 5. What else are we watching right now? But that's good. We're watching, my wife and I are watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's a decent show. It's very, you know, cookie cutter. Same things happen every episode. You know, the main character's got a thing for the female lead and blah, blah, blah. And it's the will they, won't they. It's funny though. Andy Samberg, is that his name? I think he's decent. He's funny. I watched the 9th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and let me tell you, folks, that is probably one of the best shows on television. I fucking love Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's funny because you're like, this is, it's like an HBO version of Seinfeld, which, yes, that is what it is, but it's more based on, it's, I don't know, I don't want to say it's based on reality, but dude, I fucking love that show so much so that I almost want to go back and like stream the whole series again, but I lost my access to HBO. God damn it. I might start paying for it. I don't know. It's $15 a month, which, whatever. Whatever. But I love Larry David. That man is a genius, is a fucking genius. I watched that. We're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Daredevil. What else? I haven't seen any movies lately, and that really bums me out. I really want to. I was actually sitting here once I got home, because part of me was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just go hang out with Jordan tomorrow, and we'll record this. And then I was like, sweet, then I'll have some time to, you know, play some Spider-Man, maybe watch a movie. And I've got so many fucking movies I need to watch. But then I got home, I sat down, and I can't eat and play a video game at the same time. And I was extremely hungry because I hadn't eaten in like 12 hours. But, so I started, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just throw on the newest season of F is for Family, which is Bill Burr's show. It's a Netflix original. I'm sure you guys know what F is for Family is. But, dude, this shit, I don't know. It's funny. And anyways, so I was watching that, and I got about like 25 minutes in. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to sit down and do this podcast by myself. Like, I need to, because I frankly don't want to leave my house tomorrow, and I want to enjoy my weekend by doing nothing at all. And Jordan's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be mad, but he's, I mean, it's his own fucking fault, damn it. Text me back. That's all you needed to do. This isn't that difficult. You knew we were going to get together. You knew we were supposed to. Maybe not. Maybe something happened. I hope he's okay. My thoughts and prayers go out to the Lewis family. Go out to old Mr. Jordan. Mr. J. Ross. That's what I got to say here. Yeah, so no, I'm glad I ended up doing this. I'm just kind of chilling in my house. The wife is away from away right now, so I'm just kind of sitting here by myself. Yeah, and I'm enjoying it, talking to myself with this fat ass microphone in my face. Yeah, I don't know, but no. I got about, 10 minutes left here? Or whatever. I can go on forever. I can go on forever. Which I'm sure you guys are like, please don't. What else is there to talk about? I do not like sports. Otherwise, I'd talk about sports. I don't even know who's in the Super Bowl this year, and I'm sure a lot of you guys just wrote me off in your heads. I don't know who's in the Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on with hockey. Donald Trump is way too a molehill. He's a fucking molehill, and people make that motherfucker out to be a mountain. Or maybe he is destroying the world, and I don't even know it, because I don't give a fuck. Because as soon as, until that shit knocks on my front door, then I'll deal with it. But, what else? I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. Things are well. Apparently, no, I don't know. I don't know. What else happened over the last... Have I listened to any new music? No. Man, I'm a boring fucking person. When I said that, I started reading that book that my cousin and I, Jeffrey Rubel, my cousin and I are going to be discussing, or at least we're going to be using that as a jumping off point for his podcast, which is coming up. Oh, we don't know. We haven't scheduled one, but I started reading Hermann Hesse, I think is his name. Hermann Hesse's Steppenwolf. I got about maybe 8 pages in. So that's exciting. I did it on break at work. When I was waiting for a delivery this morning after our big, wonderful hoorah. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see what else. Dude, it sucks because I have so many opinions and I'm sitting here with drawing a blank. Yeah, I don't know. Based on what Steppenwolf is, where I'm at with that, it's pretty good. I feel like an asshole because I was reading that Stephen King book, Sleeping Beauties, and I kind of trailed off of it. And I really was enjoying it. I just kind of fell off, and I'll get back to it. I will, because I'll be damned if I've got a hell of books that I need to read. So not need to, but I want to, and I will. I'm just like, when I was like during the summer, I was gotten this huge kick, which I talked about before, and I was like, oh man. And then I was kind of actually got, and I do this, I just kind of go on like a binge and then I slow down. And that's how I am with everything. I get passionate about it and then I taper off a little bit and then I start it and then it's like, oh shit, this is a big deal. And then boom, and then I do it really hardcore and then I taper off. And I'm just in an off mode right now, which is obviously it's fine. And I'll get back into it and I'll pick up that book again and be like, oh my God, this is a great book. And then it'll make me want to read, you know, another one, and then I'll start the fire will start burning again, and, you know, I'll get back into it. But that's for that. But if anybody out there is listening, I would love a couple of recommendations for some PS4 games. I've played GTA, and I do enjoy it, and I'd like to get it again. But I'd also like, I owned it, I played it, whatever, I can get back into it whenever. So I think that's not something I'm like huge into, but if anybody else has any suggestions that are anything like, I did enjoy Spider-Man. That was a great game, or I'm playing it. I'm actually about to start it up again in about 10 minutes when I get off this, after I finish my first episode of F is for Family, which ironically the screen just timed out. That's weird. As I said it, yeah, but does anybody have any recommendations for video games? Because I have no idea. I'm so far out of the loop. I don't know. I really can't explain my tastes. But God of War looks good. I'm gonna play that. Man, I have so many things I want to say, and I just can't pick one. No, I'm sorry, guys. I feel like an asshole right now. I'm just kind of like, I'm like trying to like basically kill these last 5 minutes and I have nothing to say. I have a lot to say, but it would all start way too much of a topic, and sorry, I sound like an asshole. But I should say I do appreciate those who are, continued listeners, and, yeah, I don't know. I I'm really excited. I really enjoy this podcast. I really do. I just love just talking and being a host to those who do tune in every week. And I appreciate those of you guys who do. And it's, I love just getting, we don't get any like feedback from anybody I don't know. And I don't know if anybody I don't know listens to it, but the people who I, like, you know, my friends who I talk to, they're always giving me funny ass feedback, and I love that. And it's like, I appreciate that, guys, like Tim and Vince. But no, yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say that isn't going to start like that isn't basically something I'm repeating or something that I'm going to that's going to start some crazy weird tangent that it's too late in the show to go on. But yeah, I fucked something up on iTunes. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get the show, because I'm coming to find out that it's not on iTunes. The only reason it is because for those of you guys who have seen it on iTunes, is because I gave you the RSS feed link, and you just kind of pulled it up using iTunes as the means as to listen to it. But I do not believe it actually is on iTunes. So I'm sorry if anyone has actually searched for it. But if you're listening to this, then you obviously know how to get it. But I really fucking want it to be on iTunes. But it's, I don't know. So I emailed them. Oh, I'm sorry. That was loud. I emailed them, and of course they didn't get back to me. iTunes strives to get back to you within one business day, and that was fucking like a week ago. But so I'll hear from them eventually. They said it was because their initial rejected was because it has profanity in the title, which technically it does, but it's censored. Technically it's censored. But there's plenty of podcasts called like Shooting the Shit or Shooting the Shit or all sorts of stuff. So I don't understand. And I know we're not the only one that uses profanity in the title. I don't know. I suck at everything. I don't understand this. If anyone wants to come over here and help me figure out how to get it onto iTunes, I'd appreciate that. I appreciate it. So anyways, next week, Buddy's going to be on the show. That I'm excited about. And that actually will be structured. It won't just be me sitting here going, what should I talk about this week? So Buddy's going to be on that. That's going to be a good show. I'm really, really looking forward to that. After that, I've talked to Tim, my buddy Tim, him and I are going to start a series on Green Day. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about how many episodes he wants to do, but he seems excited. So that'll be after Buddy. And then however long Tim and I go, we'll probably follow it up with Jeffrey. Maybe Jordan and I will do a solo. We'll do a podcast, just him and I, and then follow it up with Jeffrey. And then I got a couple of other people I want to start getting on the show. So keep listening, guys. We appreciate those who do tune in. It's awesome. And tell your friends about us, and let's get a community here, because I love this, and I love you guys, and I'm really excited. And I want to get feedback, and I want to like talk about, like, you know, start a conversation about whatever, because I don't know, I've got some interesting things to say, and I know everybody out there has got probably more interesting things to say to me, or to say as well, than me, is what I meant to say. But I look forward to whenever we start getting feedback. It hasn't happened yet, but it'll happen soon. And I'm really looking forward to that. And who knows, you know, if there's some people out there that we don't know or who would like to be on the show, you know, hit us up. So I'm working on getting us onto iTunes. And if any tech guys are out there, please, please either call me or text me if you've got my number, or email the podcast, or tell me the next time you see me. Cause I need some help with that. What else? Yeah, other than that, give the old Facebook page a like, give us a share, tell your friends, whatever. I guess you can't rate us on iTunes or comment or anything of that of nature, but you can. You can like the page on Facebook and give us a listen on oldpodcasts.com. I don't know what else is there. Not much. You can email us at shootin.the.shit.cast@gmail.com. This has not been a very informative episode, and I apologize. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed just kicking back and just practicing talking. Just getting getting my feet wet. But, yeah, I think that's about all I've got to say for the week. If I come up with anything else, I'll pop back on here and give a little bonus, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, oh, look at this. Don't forget, tomorrow is happy hour at Starbucks. Actually, you know what? Coffee does sound amazing. I'm going to, as soon as I sign off here, I'm going to make myself a coffee. I'm going to finish F is for Family, and then I'm going to play Spider-Man. Are you guys excited? Sorry, I didn't mean to do that and hurt your guys' ears. But I think that's about it for this episode of the podcast. You guys know how to get a hold of us if the mood doth strike thee. But other than that, have a good week, guys. And tune in next week for our episode that's going to stumble. We'll finally talk about conspiracy theories, like actual ones. I'm looking forward to that. So I think that's about it. Maybe Jordan and I will do a little bonus thing. I doubt it because I'm not really trying to drive all the way out to fucking. So I don't know. You guys have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.